Are you sure you don't have any of my GameCube controllers?
You have, like, accused me and Chris of stealing your Waver controllers, which were never
yours. I'm not saying you stole them. I'm not saying you stole them. I just think they were borrowed or brought over and mistaken to be part of your own collection.
Look, I don't even like Waverbirds. I don't. I like the wired ones anyways.
Okay, well, I owned a Platinum GameCube, yet I don't have a Platinum GameCube controller anywhere.
I don't know. Because you've never lost anything before.
That's right.
Yeah. You didn't even, like, when we moved from our childhood house, you didn't even bother packing up your own stuff.
Oh, I had my GameCube with me by then.
Oh, so, yeah. My point is that you're an irresponsible jerk, and you deserve to lose everything you own. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for April 23rd, 2015. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, Edge Guy.
Hello.
How's it going? How are you? How are the kids doing?
They're asleep.
Oh, that's nice. Uncle Mike says wake up.
I'm wearing headphones, you nub.
No, if I scream loud enough. So we're going to talk about some news. Valve did something interesting. A little bit of what we've been playing, which isn't really too much different from last week, but hey.
Nope.
And, not really much was released here. This could be a very short episode, but let's see what's going on.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot. So Valve has introduced the ability in Skyrim to sell your mods.
And the idea is that this will eventually become available for other things. They're doing it on Skyrim first. Skyrim is a very popular mod game. But it has a lot of popular mods. It's less awkward way to put it. I think this is bad. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I agree, because, like, I mean, there are very few mods in Skyrim where I've been like, this is a now integral part of the game, and I'm so glad I downloaded this. Most of the time, you're like, I'll download this to check it out, and then I'm done with it. I feel like if some idiot makes a mod that, like, you know, fixes the footprints in the snow in Skyrim and wants to charge $1 for it, my response is going to be, eh. I'm just not going to download it.
I don't know. I know, like, you know, the one argument is this is good for modders because now they can get paid for the work. But, and maybe that's true in a way, but I don't know. Modding is, it's not game making. I always kind of thought of it as a hobby for a lot of people. And I know they work hard on it, as a lot of people do.
Hey, we work hard on this thing. We haven't seen a dime.
Yeah, and maybe it's like a weird entitlement thing. People expect to be, like, reimbursed for everything they do. Any sort of, if they put effort into something, they expect some sort of monetary gain from everything.
Mm-hmm.
So people
don't create things just for the joy of creation
anymore. Right. And I mean, you know, if you're really good, as often happens with modders, it can lead to, you know, getting a job in the industry. You know, modding has always seemed like a step to, you know, eventually becoming an actual game designer. You can't be a full-time modder. But just, yeah, like, I don't know, like, the whole point of mods I thought was just, like, you know, it's like this community thing. Like, oh, we can download these fun mods that people make for free. It's kind of, you know, if Valve starts letting people put a price on their mods, why would they put them anywhere else? Since
I feel like they get in trouble. Like, you know, like, there's that goofy mod where you replace all the dragons with Macho Man Randy Savage?
Yeah.
So what happens when that guy starts charging and then the WWE comes knocking on Valve's door and they're like, yeah.
Is that a mod you can get on the workshop even? Or is that already?
I don't know.
I don't really know. But, I'm not much of a mod guy anyways.
Right. There's a lot of IP infringement that happens in Skyrim modding.
Right.
There's another one that turns all the dragons into Thomas the Tank Engine. Chief to the game. Yeah, exactly. Like I said, they're kind of fun, goofy things you'll check out, but you're not going to pay money for it.
Even, like, the stuff
it.
That, like, it makes nicer, you know, textures. Yeah, that's nice. But, again, it's like, you can pay for this. I'm like, nah, it's all
right. Right.
The game looks good enough on high settings. Well, plus, it's weird, too, because, you know, the actual modders will only get a 25% cut of that money. The rest of it's going to go to Valve, and it's going to go to the game publisher. So it's just weird because it just seems like Valve created the system. So it's like, yeah, well, we can, you know, now make money off all these mods that people download for free.
Right. It does feel a little exploitive.
It does. And I know, you know, of course, their spin is like, this is great for modders and stuff. Great for modders. Not very good for players. I don't even know if it's that good for modders. I don't know who's going to do this.
Right. I think, like I said, I think it narrows their audience because I really don't think, unless you've put out something really good, like there's that... one kid who made, like, basically an expansion for Skyrim by himself. Had a weird name to start with an F. Mm. Like, maybe that's worth $5. Mm. But again, like, there's, okay, so, like, a Skyrim mod that I'm very fond of, it's called Cloaks of Skyrim. It just puts cloaks in the game. I like it a lot. It fits with the game world. It's well done. I don't feel compelled to pay for it. Like, that's not helping that guy out, because now people aren't going to see his mod. I mean, maybe someone buys it, but I don't know.
I don't know. Like, imagine, like, if back in the day you had to pay to get Team Fortress Classic or the original Counter-Strike.
Even that's different, because, again, those are, like, at least different games just built on an engine, which is just basically what game making is now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more, you know, the goofy shit, like, you know, that adds, I don't know, like, new companions to the game, but they're, like, I don't know, My Little Pony characters or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Valve's been doing a lot of weird things lately. None of them involve making games.
Yeah, none of them involve making fucking Half-Life 3.
Yeah, they have all these people working on weird ways to develop a system where we could charge people for mods.
I know. I wish... Is it too much to ask them just to come out and say either, look, we're working on Half-Life 3. We don't know. We have no idea what's coming, but we are, in fact, working on it. Or to just fucking say, it's not happening. Quit asking.
It's gotta happen. They can't just make it.
Does it?
I would hope so.
Well...
I'll tell you what.
Fishes.
It would be one of the more disappointing things of my life if they just don't ever finish that story.
Uh-huh.
I like Half-Life 2 a lot. That's a good game.
Hey, Mike. There's a lot of Two Human fans who feel the same way.
No, there aren't. There aren't.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Just lying. No. That's just not true. All right, what else?
So, a sequel to one of your favorite games is coming to Steam in a 3D remake for Final Fantasy IV, The After Years.
Final Fantasy IV is not one of my favorite games. I think that's, like, the most overrated Final Fantasy. And also, the sequel is supposed to be...
That was sarcasm at my point.
Yeah, I know. But in case anyone else didn't pick up on it, I do not. Final Fantasy IV is simplistic. It's short. Basically, the other Super Nintendo Final Fantasies do what it does, but a million times better. There's no reason to play it now. But if you play it, like, before, like, 6 was available here, I can see it. But, like, people who, like, still love Final Fantasy IV, it's just, you're dumb.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you.
Details are coming on Destiny's House of Wolves DLC, specifically on how you're upgrading your gear. So it's still confusing, but it sounds less dumb than the last expansion, where, like, you had to upgrade your item, and then it reset all the item progression, and, like, you had to, like, level down to level up.
Mm-hmm.
That's gone away. Like, you won't lose your progress. It sounds like there's a path to upgrade all your old purples and exotics. And it sounds like, too, even it doesn't have to be purples from the last expansion. It could be, you know, vanilla purples, which is kind of good for me because I have those.
Right.
And because there isn't a raid, that actually, for me at least, makes hitting level cap a lot more achievable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm cautiously optimistic about this when it comes out.
I will never be playing this. So
traded it in.
I traded it in, never got season pass, whatever. Done.
Yep.
Did it have the weird arena thing or whatever?
Not yet. They showed off, like, there's, like, a new social area that's inside the that flotilla-looking thing where the Forsaken, or not Forsaken, what are they called? The Awoken live?
No, I don't remember.
You know, that really bothered me in that game because they made, like, such a big deal about, like, we gotta go see the Awoken. Well, I don't know about the Awoken. The Awoken. I'm an Awoken! My character is an Awoken. I'm like, I'd just be like, walk up, be like, what's up, guys? Just being Awoken over here.
Destiny is filled with intense lore. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Last thing I got of interest is Heroes of the Storm to get a release date, June 2nd.
That's nice, yeah.
Although May 19th's the open beta, so I don't know, release date being a very loose term. Yeah.
Remember when, like, Hearthstone was in an actual for-out game?
Yeah.
Weird, huh? I'm playing a lot more of that again. I had a decent arena run. I got 7
wins.
Well,
that's good.
Did
you see this thing where Polygon made an arena dex by just picking the card on the left every time? They've actually been doing okay with it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Weird.
Attempted to try it.
I'm awful at it already. Sometimes I just like finally got lucky and made this rogue deck that had a lot of synergy for once. I was like, okay.
So, yeah. I feel like when you're in Arena, you got to pick the heroes who don't rely on synergy too much.
No, but not really. If you can get things to work out as well, basically you do well in Arena if you're able to make a deck that would almost be like a deck in regular games. Then that's how you can win like 10 games.
I think what's the max? Is it 12? I know I've gotten one shy of the max.
14 or something like that.
I was one shy of the max one time. It was so exciting. So crushing.
Have you been playing Black Rock Mountain, the adventure?
No, I haven't gotten it yet. I never actually finished Nax.
No, you loser.
Yeah, I should do that.
Yeah, this wing of bosses were pretty fun.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
That's it, unless you got anything else.
No, that's it.
Okay.
What have you been playing?
Dominations.
Oh, God.
Star Wars Commander, which actually did get a big patch yesterday. They added, I kind of like this, because, you know, those games are all about, like, attacking other players.
Yeah.
They've added a mode now where it's more about defending against AI. So, like, if you'd rather build the game, like, and play it more defensively, this gives you something more to do with that, which is kind of nice.
You got the Mario Kart DLC. We haven't played it yet, right?
Yeah, I was hoping to play it before we recorded, and it just took too long to download. It literally finished downloading when we started recording.
I knew about like all the character stuff. I didn't realize there were so many new tracks in each one.
Yeah, each DLC has four completely new tracks and then four legacy tracks.
Yeah, so basically two new cups each.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's good DLC. I think I paid $12 for it when it was first announced. That's not bad.
And this one has Baby Park from Double Dash, which was it was just a track that was just like a really small circuit that you went around like eight times. So it's just crazy with all the items and stuff. I loved it.
There's also an F-Zero track, which I'm very keen on trying.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Mute City with the music and everything.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, and an F-Zero kart is in the game now.
And there's the 200cc, which is supposed to be crazy.
Yeah, fast. So you play 200cc, you get that cart, you somehow find a Captain Falcon amiibo for your Mii. Yeah. You're basically playing a new F-Zero.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's no market for that. So Nintendo tells me.
Is Mega Man compatible with Mario Kart? Can I have a Mega Man outfit in that game?
I believe so.
Ooh, fancy.
I did actually open my Sonic amiibo and hooked it up to Smash Brothers the other day. Didn't quite understand what I was doing, but I was like, I was feeding it stuff.
There you go.
I don't know why.
Oh, I think I kind of remember. Yeah, it's like it gives them stats or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Then you let it fight other people's amiibo AI.
What do I know?
Yeah, right.
All right.
I've been asking myself that for years, Mike Zors.
You play anything else?
I fired up some Star Wars, not Galaxies, The Old Republic.
Oh, God damn it. I hate when you talk about old MMOs. Is that game still stupid?
No, it's fine. It does suck, though, because with my main character, the smuggler I've had, because like of the previous subscription time I had in the game, I had like enough cartel coins that I bought kind of all the stuff that takes you back to like what you would have had if you were subscribing as far as like crew numbers and action bar slots and goofy shit that you shouldn't have to pay for, really. Inventory space. So, but that's just per character. So not like that I started this new character, like I lost all that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of lame.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I thought I was the smuggler and you were a Jedi or something.
No, we were, remember, you were smuggler. Chris and I were the two different types of Jedi on one server, but then on another server, that was like supposed to be the characters we only played with each other. So I made a smuggler and then you guys stopped playing and I kept playing the smuggler.
There you go.
He's level 30.
I see.
Yes. But I did want to say, in Galaxies, you found that really interesting interview with, like, the guy who was was he the lead designer on it back in the day?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, there's like, this really, it was more of a diary than an interview. This guy, like, just really went into, like, this wasn't the first team of Star Wars Galaxies. I don't mean, like, after the game came out. So there was, like, a different team trying to make a Star Wars MMO. Then they just scrapped everything and brought in this guy's team. They worked on the Star Wars Galaxy that was the one that launched.
Yeah. So their idea, like, because... It was always this question, like, well, how do Jedi work? Because this game was set between A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. And the way it worked when the game launched was basically you just had to, like, train certain skills. And it was random for everybody. But so you just had to grind out all the skills until you unlocked a Jedi character slot.
People didn't even know what it was. So, like, people weren't doing that.
Until they had like the publisher forced them to drop hints, and everyone figured it out, and it just became like a big grind fest.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say then, later down the line, when they did like one of the big content patches, the Jedi just became a class. So just a bunch of Jedi running around. It made no sense. What are you gonna say?
Just, you know, when Star Wars Galaxies launched, it was kind of a beautiful mess.
Yeah.
There's something endearing about it.
It was cool. It was very sandboxy.
Yeah.
In a way that I don't think we appreciated at the time. And I feel like that would do well now, especially like in light of games like Eve.
It was a lot more like kind of simmy in a way, because there's the economy is almost entirely player driven.
Uh-huh.
Like the worlds were like massive to a point where like there were sometimes just stretches of nothing, kind of like in the real world. Like there's a lot of non-combat professions. There's player housing, a lot of stuff you really don't have in like a World of Warcraft and stuff like that.
Right. So this is what they wanted to do with the Jedi class, and they weren't allowed to because they didn't think people would like it, which I think was really dumb. Basically, you would create a Jedi, like, you know, that you get one character slot that could be a Jedi, and you were super weak at the beginning, and you kind of could play it as like any other class on the side. But anytime you used any of your force powers in view of pretty much anybody that wasn't like a close friend, you would get reported to the Empire and to whoever was in charge of hunting down Jedi. So first, like, you might get attacked by some stormtrooper squadrons, and then maybe some elite troopers, and then maybe Mara Jade comes. And if you kept somehow surviving these encounters, you would eventually be hunted by Darth Vader himself. And it was rigged so that you couldn't beat Darth Vader.
Kind of awkward.
At any point, if you died as this character doing whatever, that was it. It was permadeath. But if you made it to Vader, then you got this emote for all your characters, where basically you could summon the Jedi ghost of... I wasn't clear if it was just your Jedi who've gotten that far, or like all the Jedi who'd gotten that far.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a neat kind of like trophy. And then so you almost have like a game within a game where, yeah, you can just play the MMO and be like a bounty hunter or a smuggler or whatever. Or you can play this like meta game where you're just trying to become as notorious a Jedi as possible.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. It obviously would have probably had its own design problems that they would have had to work around and stuff.
But. Yeah, but I think it'd be cool. Like you know, if you're like, it forces you to role play being a Jedi, because you're only going to use your Force abilities if you really need to, which is what Jedi at the time would have done. It makes me wish now that that was the case, just to see how that would have worked. Because I think it would have been pretty interesting.
I mean, the problem, and that's kind of what he was getting to, is the problem was just inherently there with the time period they were given. And he even said they wanted badly to just set it after Return of the Jedi with, like, the New Republic.
Yeah,
just,
or like, in the distant past, like SWTOR ended up being.
They just wouldn't allow them. But, you know, still, you couldn't make a Star Wars MMO where there were no Jedi. It was, like, at least not the hope of being a Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
They should have, honestly, they almost have just told people, yeah, you can be a Jedi. Just lied and not letting you be a Jedi. People were happier then.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You play anything else?
Me? I've just been playing more Xenos Blade. It's been getting good. I mean, I like it a lot. I got three people now. I got my healer, stuff like that.
Well, that's good.
You know, I found out that the game was supposed to be called Monado something, a subtitle, like Monado's the name. It makes sense. I like how they make it out like Xeno, you know, Gears and Saga, like they're all in this series. They have nothing to do with each other.
Oh, no.
Except for, like, the lead designer. Even less so than, like, you know, like, the Final Fantasies aren't really related with each other. But, like, at least those have, like, some elements that are the same, like a Chocobo will be there or something.
Right, right.
There's nothing in common between Xenoblade and Xenogears.
Nope.
Just nothing. There's just that name. But yeah, it's been super fun. Besides that, just a lot of Hearthstone. I haven't even played Mortal Kombat. Been going through Jedi Knight 2. That's been fun. Yeah, nothing cray. Nothing cray cray.
Cool. Whoa.
Yeah. Well then.
Okay, short show.
Yeah, you know. All right, well, hey, thanks for listening to the Exploding Bro podcast, everybody.
Hey, what's coming out? There's going to be something coming out.
I told you, there's not much. No, there's not.
Nothing coming out.
There's the DLC for Mario Kart we already talked about. And, like, some things that are coming out on new systems. Like, I don't know. There's some Evil Within DLC, Dead or Alive Last Round on Xbox One, The Fool Game, it says in parentheses. I don't know what that means. Before it wasn't. Several Nights coming out on the Sony systems. Or
it's coming on Xbox, too.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's nice. that downloadable Assassin's Creed game came out, Chronicles China, the 2.5D side-scroller. I don't think anyone care too much. Yeah, no, nothing much.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, thank you. Now can I do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, thanks for listening to Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and you can always go to the iTunes Music Store, find all of our old episodes, and you can leave us a review. We always appreciate that. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. See us here next week on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Bye.
Bye-bye.